And we are very happy once again to have Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse joining us from, I don't know, his car sometimes. He did it from the back of a van. He's done it from Europe, Hawaii a couple of times. Where are you hiding today, Steve? Just wondering.
You know what? This time it's at my house in Chester. I was I got up at like 6 and I texted the Chamber of Commerce president. I said, do I really have to come to today's meeting? I said, I'm really tired. She goes, no, you can sleep in. So, yeah, so that's it. Yeah, you know, things are going great. We had a phenomenal air show weekend. We had so many great first responders and volunteers. And, you know, my public works and tourism department did a phenomenal job. We had 18,000 people on Friday, 20,000 people on Sunday, record crowds. The Italians were just absolutely sweethearts and loved the Orange County residents and the people they met, the restaurants. They went to all these local pizzerias. You think the last thing they want to do is have any, you know, Italian-themed food. They loved it. I'm having pizza with them at the command post, you know, during the remnants of Debbie. You know, John, you and I talked before the air. We lucked out with the weather. I'd rather take two sunny Sundays than two sunny, you know, leading up to it. I mean, two rainy ones. So it worked out perfectly. But I'm in a command post, and there's 25 pizzas delivered from this local Montgomery pizzeria. I see one of the Italian guys grab, one of the Air Force guys grab the pizza, and he's eating it, obviously, like he's supposed to, folded and blah, blah, blah. And I grab one, and I'm eating one, and I go up to him. I said, what do you think? He goes, very good. I said, really? And then the other Italians come over, and they're like, oh, the pizza's different all over our country, too, and it is. But they said, I said, honestly, you liked it a lot? They said, absolutely. I said, okay. And they liked trying different restaurants in our area, so it was very cool.
Very, very good. That's really nice. It was so happy, you know, when I saw the forecast for the rest of the weekend, it was just like, wow. You couldn't have asked for really much better weather at all. So what was the, this is, how many now, Steve? How many done the last
year? It's the 10th year since I started. 10th year.
And we're going to
do it. Crazy. And we never stopped. And we got a lot of cool stuff going on. Next year, we're already starting to put things together now. I'm going to meet with the Air Force F-22 Raptor team next week. I'm meeting with the F-18, the Navy team next week, and a number of other pilots and air crews, and see what the availability is and try to put together a good schedule for next year. Still haven't announced. I know they said in August again, but we have to we'll see what happens with one of the jet teams trying to get the Blues back again. So we'll see.
All right. What else going on in our wonderful county? What else has been on tap for you?
You know, it's a lot of great stuff going on. You know, yesterday I spoke at the police chief's graduation. We had a number of police officers graduate from all over the Hudson Valley, from Sullivan County to Dutchess County, and including, obviously, Orange County. We had, three from the city of Newburgh. Three from the village of Walden, just to give you an example, and then, you know, a few from Warwick, and, you know, so our local police officers are educated locally at our police academy, and they get some of the most significant training, not just about being the classical police officer, about, you know, doing their jobs, but de-escalation tactics, mental health tactics, dealing with people with mental health issues. These are not your typical training that you got 20 years ago. It's definitely transformed. It's more modern. And, it's a collaborative effort between my offices, like mental health and social services, as well as working with the police chief and the sheriff and the district attorney, the state police. Everybody's involved in this. And it's quite impressive. And it's the collaboration is great, because I know a lot of people listening, you know, sometimes you have different factions and things like that going on. But we're really in a good place here, and we're going to continue to get better. I also, yesterday, we kicked off the breast cancer awareness. As we roll into October, when we do this breast cancer march, thousands and thousands of people marching at the Woodbury Common down in Central Valley. But it is a time to bring awareness for breast cancer, to get mammograms, to get checked, and spread awareness and things like that. So we kicked that off yesterday too. So, you know, exciting things going on as we round out the summer.
You know, I, as you just said, rounding out the summer. And of course, there was one thing that I think we talked about maybe a month or so ago. And of course, we are coming up on the end of summer, which means that we are ever so close to getting the kids back in school. Now, when last we talked at that one point, there was something new and innovative going on with school buses. I was just wondering how that was working out.
It is going phenomenal. So we're doing two things. So a lot of counties have money or got money from the federal government, the infamous ARPA money. Some of them wasted it on, in my opinion, building welfare housing and things like that. I don't think that's a positive step towards the future of your community, but that's fine. Everybody has their own, you know, way of what they, how they want to grow. And look, I put a lot of my money, and the legislature backed me up on it, in emergency services. So we put it into, you're going to see come this fall, I think about a third or close to a half of our schools in the county have now internal radio systems that we're paying for. So basically, if you've gone to see your kid's concert or if a police officer responds to a school, a lot of these old brick-and-mortar schools, which most schools are, have very bad communications in there. So I invested money to have repeater systems, like really enhanced systems. So all over the school, you'd be able to use emergency communications. Now, if the school wanted cell phone, that's up to them, because some schools are adopting policies to not have cell phone usage because it's distracting for education. I'm strictly talking about the emergency management part of it. The other thing is that didn't cost us a dime, to quote Johnny Cash. We have these camera systems in the buses, and if you pass a bus, you will get a warning. If you pass it a second time, you're going to get a ticket. And believe it or not, it's really, really common. We had over 2,000 warnings issued just in over the summer where there's minimal bus activity. So that's going to be rolled out in a number of school districts, and eventually probably every school district in a county will have that. So if you pass a school bus, you will get a fine or you will be brought to court. So, you know, obviously be careful of it. I was leaving to go to New York City on Monday afternoon, and as we were leaving the parking lot, a couple of state troopers retired that are with me going down to New York City. We see in front of us a car pass a school bus while little kids are getting off. It's more common than you think.
You know, we talk about that a lot. And yeah, it does seem to be more common than we think. Hopefully this will help prevent some of those particular situations. Anyway, Steve, other than that, what, you know, it's hard to believe that we're going to be moving into the fall season, the holidays, and they're going to be here before we know it. Anything else on your mind before we let you go back to relaxing a little bit today, maybe?
Well, two quick things. I could talk to you guys for hours. We have massive major economic development projects coming here. Some big companies with large job opportunities. I'm talking in close to 1,000 each coming that we're going to be announcing in the fall. But besides that, I'm going to wrap up my budget sometime in the end of September. We're putting that together now. But excuse me, we have a great leadership series. We have a rock star lineup. I started this about a year ago. But we have some major people coming to speak. One of them, the next one coming up in September, is Jay Jonas, retired FDNY fire chief, who survived September 11th tower crashes. He's going to be giving leadership lessons. And then right after that, 2 weeks after him, is the West Point superintendent. So we have some really awesome people coming up. And I have a whole lineup throughout now until Christmas, believe it or not, Chairman and Joint Chiefs of Staff, some really incredible men and women. So that's free to the public to come listen to it. So it's the County Exec Leadership Series. If you Google it or call my office, we'll give you the details.
Steve, we appreciate, as always, you joining us, and we look forward to talking with you again next month, and just keep our county moving straight and forward.
You got it, brother. Have a nice day, everybody. Enjoy the weather. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.